Well, Tracy Powley runs Focal Point Training, which gives training to organisations and their staff to try to prevent sexual harassment.
It can be between women and men or vice versa. And I think when we're working with organisations, we try and get people to think from the point of view that it's about thinking about respectful behaviours and respectful working and valuing everybody, regardless actually of gender. Now, the reality is that there probably are far more examples where women are experiencing this at the hands of men, but there are a number of examples that we come across in our work where men are actually being harassed by women and find it very, very difficult to actually speak up about that. Probably quite a lot is going on that's not even coming to the surface.
And is that through embarrassment?
Yes, I think overall most organisations have still got a long way to go in terms of creating a culture where anybody is confident to speak up and feels that it's going to be taken seriously. For men, that is, yes, possibly through embarrassment and pride is a more difficult thing to do.
Are there still men and women then who don't know where to draw the line?
Yes. A lot of the work that we do with organisations is exactly around that. It is helping people to understand where the lines are and understanding what would actually constitute sexual harassment. So there are some real sort of myths and kind of misunderstanding around it. So, for example, what you quite often hear when somebody when something actually goes as far as a tribunal, quite often the defence that you hear is it was just a bit of banter. We didn't mean anything by it. And actually, that is never a defence. But people, again, don't quite understand where something tips from being a bit of harmless banter that's okay into something that's not acceptable. So quite often we're helping people to sort of think about and understand where those lines might be.
Tracy Powley, who runs Focal Point Training. Now,